Kingdom Connection is a community for individuals that desire a greater knowledge of the kingdom of God. Our desire is to build up God's people through the power of God by providing them with sound teachings, mentorship, biblical education programs, and sharpening their knowledge and gift in the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight, Holy Spirit. We thank you for being an awesome God. Father, we thank you right now that you will begin to move right now, Father God, in the midst, oh, Father God, of Periscope and also Blog Talk Radio. We thank you right now for those, oh, Father God, who are tuned in. And we pray right now that the Holy Spirit will begin to shift the very atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you are worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. You are worthy to be praised, and we exalt you, Holy Father. We thank you, Father, for you are the greatest gift, oh, Father God, that we could ever receive in life. And Father, we just ask you right now, Father, to begin, oh, Father God, to move right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We need you right away, oh, God. We need you right now, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. And we bind the hand of the enemy now of all attacks. We bind the hand of the enemy even concerning the airwaves. The airwaves have to come under control of the Holy Spirit. And God, we thank you right now as you begin to move tonight, God. Hallelujah. That there shall be supernatural increase in the lives of those who are here on Periscope tonight and on Blog Talk Radio. Father, we thank you. And we give you the highest praise. We give you the glory and we give you the honor tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, good evening. Good evening, Kingdom family. This is Prophet Evelyn Derry. We are so excited tonight that you are tuned in to our broadcast. We're going to have an awesome, awesome time tonight as we begin to take a look at relationships. Right now, we're in Reflections of Love and we're in our Reflections, which is our series that we have. And tonight we're going to look at relationship traps, amen? And I just want to let you guys know that this is fully a relationship episode, so we're not going to really go into the biblical teachings as much, but more as a motivation, also self-help type of broadcast tonight. So we thank God tonight for allowing us the opportunity to be here, and we're so excited about what God is doing in this hour. And on tonight, I want you also to know that we have some very awesome people here tonight with us. We have some of our Grambling students here tonight. Come on, Grambling, give a shout out. Oh, y'all could do better than that. Now, come on. All right. Well, we want to thank God for them tonight. They're here and they're ready. They're eager. They're ready to hear what we have to share tonight. And we know that it's going to be an awesome, magnificent blessing tonight. And truly, if you are in a relationship, a marriage, or if you're in a situation where you know that you need help, you have stop by the right place tonight because God is going to move in such a supernatural way. So without further ado, we want to thank God tonight for moving forward. As we begin to go in, I do want to let you know midway through, we're going to take questions. We're also going to allow you to give us feedback, and that's where we're at tonight. It's going to be awesome. Amen. All right, so the relationship traps. I am going to give you 10 relationship traps that you need to be aware of tonight, 10 relationship traps, amen? And this is going to be, let's just say this is about to get real up in here, put it that way. And so I want you to be able to write these down and make sure that you're taking notes tonight so that you can avoid these type of relationships and that you are able to be safe from all of the type of things that may come. All right, so the first relationship trap that we're going to talk about, if you would for a moment, before we even get into all of this, give us a few seconds. We're going to go to a commercial break, and after the commercial break, we're going to allow you to actually speak. Okay, I guess I was trying to get my cues, y'all. Forgive me tonight. We're going to go to a commercial break. and then we're going to get started. And we buy in the hands of the enemy now with all the techs of the technology and everything else, and we give God glory, honor, and praise for what he's going to do tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. But while we're doing that, let's take a listen to some of our people here. Come on over here. Come on, give them a shout out. Tell them your name. Come on. Come on over here. I know she likes to talk. Come on. Tell them who you are.
Hello, everyone. My name is Charlicia Watkins. I'm a social work major at Grambling University, and I'm glad to be here on tonight.
What do you think about this relationship thing tonight?
I believe that it's going to be an amazing talk, and I believe that I'm going to learn something out of it. So
yay.
I'm ready.
All right. Come on down. Come on. Hurry. Okay, we want you to just meet them real quick. These are awesome Grambling students. Y'all getting plugs for Grambling now. Come on.
Woo!
All right. Give God praise. Go ahead. Tell me your name.
Hello. I'm Anthony Martin. I'm a political science major at Grambling State University.
And what do you think about this episode tonight?
I'm excited. I'm ready. It's something that I need, so I look forward to hearing tonight.
Yay! Woo! Come on down. Come on down. You're the next. We're not on air on Periscope yet, so come on down. You're the next person up. Okay, tell me your name and your major.
Hello, I'm Julia Vogan, and I'm an elementary education major at Grambling State University.
And what do you think about this particular episode?
I'm ready to hear it. I'm excited.
Yay. All right. And now for Miss Kayla, my daughter. Come on over here. She's also here today. Kayla, come on. Tell them what's your name, what school you go to. Give them a little spiel and tell them what you're expecting tonight.
My name is Kayla Derry, and I go to W.T. Lewis Elementary. I think it's going to be good because a lot of people need it.
A lot of people need it. That's absolutely correct. And one more is here. Come on, tell them who you are, young lady right here. Woo! My assistant, the assistant of all assistants. Come on, tell them who you are. Yes. Come on. You're holding up broadcast.
Hello.
So who you are and what you expect tonight.
This is Candy Benefield. I'm here every Thursday.
And
I just expect for God to drop some revelation and some knowledge upon his people, and it will change their lives forever.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Woo!
We're ready. Okay, are we going to commercial? We're going to praise and worship, and then we'll be right with you.
Let's get in the very presence of the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can fill this broadcast. God, we thank you. We invite you in. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight so that the people of God in the kingdom of the Lord will begin to feel your very presence. Oh, God, come, Almighty King, to this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
To bring us the coolness of
time, let's welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Dixon.
Good evening, Kingdom family. We would like to thank you for tuning into the broadcast on tonight. We're so excited about this week's episode, and on tonight, we're going to be talking about relationship traps. I am going to give you 10 traps to avoid in relationships, and we're going to get into that in just a few seconds, but I just wanted to take this opportunity just to say hello to everyone. If you're in our Periscope, we want to let you know that you can actually begin to feedback through the chat box, and if you're on live, you'll get a chance to talk to us in the last 30 minutes of the blog talk, so we want to thank God for you tuning in tonight. Okay, the first relationship trap that I would like to talk about is someone that's trying to lock you in. And what am I talking about tonight? I'm talking about people who would put you in a prison and try to keep you away from family members, away from friends. They don't want you to have any other type of contact because they are controllers. You need to be aware of controllers because the controllers will make sure that you have nobody else around but them. And they will even get to the point sometimes where they will lock you in the house and you will not be able to get out. So you have to be very, very careful when you're actually getting into relationships to make sure that you're not in a relationship with someone that is trying to keep you in a prison and you're trapped away from everybody. Okay, so be very aware of those who will lock you in. Okay, number two, the second type of person that we would like to talk about is those who control, controllers. And we talked about that a few moments ago, but this is what I want to talk to you about, this type of controlling person. This type of controlling person, they want to control what you say, what you wear, where you go, who you talk to. They are truly just out to get you. They want to make sure that you are the only person that they have in their lives, and they want to make sure that nobody else can come around you. So you must be very, very careful of these type of controlling people. Make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people who will be able to see this right away, that you're in a controlling situation. So number one, that's the person that tries to put you in an indoor prison. Number two is a controlling person. And number three is those who are abusive. Amen. So be careful of the abusive relationships. These abusive relationships are people who will batter their spouse, they'll batter the children. And one thing I want to let you know about a child that grows up in a battered situation, when you actually begin to have your children witness you being battered, sometimes they will also batter their children or they will become a victim. And what I'm saying, they will run into people who are also abusive. So you want to be very, very careful. This here is something that I see so many times, and there are various types of abuse. First of all, I want to tell you there's verbal abuse, there's mental abuse, there's physical abuse, and guess what? I'm telling you, mental abuse can be just as bad because when a person is mentally abusing you, they're telling you that you're not worth anything, you'll never make it. Guess what? They'll tell you different things like you're fat, you're slouchy, all kind of things. They will tell you things to make you feel really, really bad. So you have to be careful of those who you get into a relationship that are abusive. Number four is rejection. Thing that I want to tell you, when you have somebody that you get into a relationship with and they're constantly rejecting you, they are always telling you, I don't have time, I'm too busy, I have things to do. They're always having too much time with their friends, but yet they're using this as a manipulation tool. We're going to get on that in number five. We're going to talk about manipulation, but they're using this as a point where they're able to get into your mind to control you. So they have, I would call this here a person that has a Jezebel spirit. A person that has a Jezebel spirit, because I'm always going to bring stuff back to the Bible. But one of the things you'll see with a Jezebel spirit is that as long as you are not paying them any mind, they come in for the kill. They're always coming after you. They're always trying to pursue you. But as soon as you decide that you are not going to worry about them, then they start kind of like actually they start pursuing you more when you're not wanting to see them. But when you actually start pursuing them, then they back off from you. So they withdraw themselves from you because they want to always be in the place where you're pursuing them. So this is the type of person that will begin to reject you, and it will make sure that as they're rejecting you that you feel the worst of the worst. So you will have somebody that will start bringing you dinner and cooking for you and giving you a massage because guess what? You're not paying them any mind. But as soon as you start to pay attention to them, they will start to reject you and pull themselves back. It's just a game to them. Come on. So you have to be very, very careful of people who are playing games with your emotions, who are playing games with you. And you need to know it first off when you get into the relationship. Number five is manipulation. These are people who begin to blame you for the problems in the relationship. You are the reason why I have to beat you. Come on. Y'all know on The Color Purple when they say, you told Harpo to beat me. You know what? Guess what? They will beat you, and afterwards they're going to come back and they're going to say, you're the reason why you got beat. If you would have been doing what I told you to do, you would have never got that whipping. So you know what? You have to be very, very careful of those who are manipulators, those who blame you for the problems. They will blame you for messing up. You're always messing up. You're always doing things wrong. You're always the one that's off. Never them. They are always right. You'll never find a case where they would say that they were wrong because they're using this tool as a manipulation tool. Number six is be careful of those who will cause you to start taking drugs and drinking alcohol. These type of people are trying to hook you in by getting you strung out on drugs and alcohol. They're the ones that's always going to provide the drugs. They're going to provide the alcohol for you to make sure that you are getting so full that you cannot get out of this relationship. Why? Because they're the ones that's supplying the things that you need. And so these are also people who would also get you addicted to food as well. So food addictions, alcohol, and drugs. And one of the things that they would do, these people are feeders. They want to feed you all the time. They want to take you out every time you look. And they say, you don't have to worry about your weight. They're trying to get you in a trap so that you could be big as a house so you can't get out of the house, and they have control over you. So I want to let you know you have to be very, very careful of those who you're getting into relationships who will try to set you up in a trap to get you strung out. And these are the type of people, if they're smoking marijuana, they want to pass it to you. And they're going to say, here, you could take this. It's not going to do you any harm. If they have alcohol, they're going to pass it to you. If they have drugs, they're going to pass it to you because they're trying to get you to the point where you're strung out on drugs, where you're not able to make it, and you have to stay with them. Okay, so this could be male or female with this one, all right? Number seven, false pregnancies. Oh, my goodness. These are people who fake their pregnancy. They're going to tell you, oh, I'm pregnant, so you got to stay with me. Because they think that, listen, some people actually really truly think that if they can get somebody to feel like they have them pregnant, that they're with them. That is absolutely not true. Come on, that is crazy. That's one of them elementary school games that people played a long time ago. You can get pregnant all day long, but guess what? They're not going to stay with you. So, you know, playing like you're pregnant and you know what, you're thinking that they're going to stay with you. They're not going to stay with you because, number one, they didn't care about you in the beginning. They were only springing you around. They only wanted what you were giving them because guess what? It was convenient at the time. So you have to be very, very careful of that. So don't try to play the false pregnancy card. It's not going to work, y'all. Come on. The false pregnancy card will not work. And you will find that people will go around, they'll go get somebody else pregnancy test, pay somebody else to go get a pregnancy test that says positive so that they can come back and say that this is real. They'll come back and say that they're pregnant when they know they're not pregnant. And then you know what? Time always tells. Guess what? In a couple of months, they're going to know that you're not pregnant because there's not going to be any physical changes in your body, and you're just going to make your own self look. And here they say, oh, I had a miscarriage. There have been people who have fake pregnancies, and guess what? They faked it. They married the person. They got the person to marry them real quick, and that marriage did not last. Why? A marriage built on lies will not last. It will not stand. They didn't bit much go through. Listen, this is a way you'll know somebody that never have no no baby, because when you have a baby, after that you're going to have a menstrual for a long time, okay? So guess what? If they don't have no signs of blood or anything like that and they're telling you they had a miscarriage, they are lying to you. So be careful of those who would try to use the false pregnancy card. My goodness. Number 8, graveyard love. I'm going to talk to you about that for a moment. Here's the person with the graveyard love. The first thing they're going to tell you, if I can't have you, nobody else can have you. And they're going to make sure that you will not date anybody else, because after this relationship, you're out of here. So you have to be very, very careful with these. And they will also make it very difficult when you get ready to date somebody else. They're going to scandalize your name, lie on you. They're going to say all kind of stuff about you to make people not want to date you. Guess what? They're going to put the word out on the street that you're nasty, that you're scandalous, that you're dirty, that you're filthy. They're going to say all types of things about you. This type of graveyard love, you have to be very, very careful about it. And I'm going to tell you about that in a moment, because with the graveyard love, you can wind up in the grave. I've seen too many people go through that. So as we get to our next section, where we're going to tell you how to avoid these traps, then we're going to talk about that. Number 9. Now, you know what? I'm going to kill myself if you leave me. They're playing the wounded child, whatever you want, damsel in distress, that if you leave them, they can never go on with their life. If you leave them, they can never make it. And so they're going to cry, and they're going to make up this whole scene, and they're going to talk about how they're not going to be able to make it without you in their life. But it's only a game. They're playing a game on your brain so that you can stay with them, so you can stay in this terrible spot. And this here can cause you a lot of pain along the way when you have somebody that is constantly talking about suicidal threats. And guess what? You know what? You wanted to leave, so that's the only reason why they brought up the suicide thing. So they played the suicide card for you. Number 10 is you are there because somebody in your family has been harmed. Now, I want to talk to you about this. If your child has been raped, molested, let's get real here. They will try to make sure that you stay there because, number one, they're saying, if you go out of here, I'm going to kill you. So there's more threats. Now they're threatening your life, and they're also saying, if you tell somebody, then I'm going to kill you. So you have to be very, very careful of this type of relationship as well, because first of all, they have been messed with your child. Now, this is what I want. Let's pause for a second. I can't understand if you know that somebody has caused pain to your family, and yet you're staying there. You know up front, you walked in, you caught it all in action and everything, and you sat there and denied it. Now, you have to understand, you're going to have to pay for that, for closing your heart, for closing your mind to what you already know to be true. Now, there are some people who also lie, and they're all things that didn't happen. But if your child comes to you and tell you that they have been harmed, that's a cause for an alarm, and you need to actually go and investigate that, because if not, they're going to resent you for the rest of their lives. Guess what? Because you didn't get them out of this situation. I've seen too many times where people have been molested and raped right there in the household. Molested and raped. And guess what? The auntie didn't say nothing. The grandmother didn't say nothing. Nobody didn't say anything. But that is a relationship trap. Another thing is because you're trapped in this relationship. And I always call this, man, trapped, and I'm about to snap. Because guess what? You done messed with my baby. You done messed with my household. You done messed with my livelihood. You done messed with everything. And some people actually feel like they have to stay in that relationship because, number one, they feel like they need to pay the bills. Now, that is something I'm telling you that you're going to have to just deal with. If somebody has hurt you, has hurt your children, you should make a decision that, you know what, my children are worth more than that. Guess what? I'm worth more than that. So you have to be very, very careful in getting into that type of relationship, because this is the type of relationship that's going to cause you harm down the line. And you know what? I have come across so many young ladies that have been harmed and wounded because guess what? There were things going on in the household when they were younger, and they never told anybody because their family would say, a long time ago they used to say children need to be seen and not heard. So guess what? They had to be silent. They couldn't say anything. And so you have to be very, very careful about this type of relationship trap because it can really cause you harm. So if you're in a relationship, and let's go back over these real quick, and then we're going to get into our other one. One is an indoor prison. Number two is control. Number three is abuse, and we talked about the different type of abuse, and I'm telling you, some people think that just getting physically abused is bad, but guess what? Verbal abuse is bad, mental abuse is bad, physical abuse, all of them are in the same category, because if you're being mentally abused, it can cause you to have panic attacks, it can cause you to have nervous breakdowns, it can cause so many different things to happen to you where you're not able to go on. Number four was rejection, dealing with rejection, where people are causing you to fall for them, and then they reject, they pull themselves back. Number five, manipulation, and this is a manipulation tool where they begin to blame you for the problems. You're the reason why they're upset. You're the reason why they can't get their life together. You're the reason why this marriage is not going to work. You're the reason why this relationship, you're just the big old reason. That's what they would tell you. You're the reason for this. Okay, and the next thing is number six was addiction. So that this type of person will get you addicted. They will trap you by getting you addicted to drugs, alcohol, and even food. Number seven is false pregnancies. Number eight, and we talked about how people fake their pregnancy to keep people. Number eight is graveyard love. If I can't have you, nobody else can have you. Number nine is suicidal thoughts, suicidal threats, all of those type of things that go with suicide. They will begin to tell you that they're having suicidal thoughts, they're having suicidal threats. Number 10, they will begin to say someone has caused them harm or caused harm in a family. Now, we're going to go to next some of the things that you need to avoid. Now, here are the things, these are ways here. These are going to be, and I think I have 10 of these. Yes. So now we have 10 things that you need to do before you get in a relationship so that you could avoid these things. Number one is keep yourself mentally healthy. Keep yourself mentally healthy. Most of the time when people are getting into these type of relationships, they're getting into them because, number one, they already have stuff going on mentally. Whether you bogged down with stress at work or you bogged down because you're in school, you bogged down with different things that's going on. And so those things will cause you to get into those type of relationships, get swayed into it, and now they got you in this trap. And you're trying to get out, but it's so hard to get out because you've been there so long. So if you're already going through different things, they can spot you right away. You know, people already know when you're going through things. I've seen people. I had a guy one time that I was actually going through a situation in my marriage, and I had a guy. When I walked in, he began to talk to me, and he spotted me. He knew that I was going through something. It's almost like you have a radar that says you're having trouble. And so what happened was when I walked in, he said to me, he was like, oh, you're looking beautiful today. And you know what? If you're not hearing those type of words and somebody roll up on you and somebody start talking to you and telling you that, that makes you feel like, oh, my goodness, I haven't heard this in such a long time. And so they're just waiting for that time, and they're waiting for that so they can come in for the kill. And so this is one thing that they roll up on you, and he rolled up and he was like, you're beautiful. And then he said, I bet you haven't heard that in a while. Isn't that a line that you hear? I bet you haven't heard that in a while. And I was like, I'm married. He said, what they got to do with it? Okay, so this is the thing that you would see. Can I get your phone number? And I'm like, no, I don't talk to people. Well, we're just going to have a regular conversation. It's not going to be anything deep or anything like that. I'm not trying to get with you. You know, I'm just trying to be here. That's a lie from the pits of hell. As soon as you give that phone number and you start making those connections, they're going to come in for the real deal kill, and they're going to be after you. They're going to be pursuing you, and they're going to say, wait a minute, I'm not going to stop till I get this person, and I'm going to keep pursuing them until I get them where I want. So that's the first thing. Number two is stay away from individuals that you know that have a known habit. Now, if you already know that people are abusers, why would you even get into that type of relationship? If you already know, people already have track records most of the time. You can hear the stuff, and sometimes if it's all around campus, you need to trust that it could be true. You need to know that. If it's all around, you know, the streets, you need to trust that. You know what? It could be possible. This could actually be something that could actually be true that's going on. So you cannot just say, oh, that's just people talking and all this kind of stuff. And then you get yourself in that situation, and then you're like, man, so they got me in this so that they can get me all bogged down, because they know that, guess what, that I am already feeling down in myself. My self-esteem is already low. And one of the things that they do, they try to look at different things in you, have your appearance change. You know what, when you're going through, guess what, dress yourself up. You don't have to let the whole world know you're going through, because when they begin to see that, they say, oh, yeah, I see the change. They're not glowing anymore. They're not putting on the proper clothes anymore. They're not dressing themselves up. So they're standing on the outside, and they're waiting, and they're looking for times, and they're saying, you know what, guess what, I see that something is going on with them, and they begin to come in for the kill. You have to be very, very careful with that, and know that people are watching you. So whenever you're going through, pick yourself up, dress yourself up, pull yourself together, and don't let the whole world know. Don't show it all on your face. There's a song that they say is written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. Come on here. And so what they're doing, they're looking at you. They're saying, you know what? It's written on your face. You're telling me you're not going through anything. You're telling me that everything's good in your marriage. But guess what? Every time I see you, there's no glow. There's no smile. Ain't nothing going on there. You know what? People know when you're in a marriage and not going on. They know it. It's like a whole radar goes off, and it says, guess what? they're ready for something. I'm going to give it to them. So they're going to come in for that kill. And so you cannot let people see. You can't let them see that you're going through. You can't let them know that you're going through. You can't even show signs that you're going through, because if not, they're coming in after you. Number three is when you start to seek the signs, when you start to see the signs, rather, get help from a family member. Get help from a friend. Let the friend that's telling you, because see, this is what I don't like. Your friend already told you that relationship wasn't good, and not every friend that tells you stuff is trying to get your man. Not every friend that tells you stuff, guess what, is not trustworthy. Not every friend, if they're seeing that, man, I saw this person around campus before you got involved with them, and I already see what they've been doing, and I'm trying to protect my friend. Because if you have a real true friend that have a heart, they're not going to want you to go through that foolishness. And so they're going to tell you, baby, that I don't mean no harm. I'm not trying to, you know, get all in your business. I don't like getting in nobody's business. But what we're doing now in today's society is we'd rather tell a lie to our friend than to tell them the truth. Because if we tell our friends the truth, they hate us. But guess what? You just go ahead and unfriend me and not like me, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you what I see, and you can make your own life choice. You can make your own decision based off of what I'm telling you and based off of what I've told you that I've observed. And there was a time, and listen, I'm going to tell y'all, I got to go back, because sometimes in order for me to tell you about these relationship traps, I got to tell you this. There was a time in my life when I had a friend, and we had a conversation. We said, okay, if you ever see my mate cheating, let me know. And I said, well, if you ever see my mate cheating, let me know. The time came. I was right up on him. I looked dead in his face, made sure he saw me. I had his case right there. What you going to say about this? How y'all doing? Went over there and stood right in his face. He hurried up and went home before I got to her. Oh, I saw your friend today, and I was over there with my cousin. That wasn't your cousin? Baby, you was all up in her mouth. You was all hooked up with her. So I was like, I have to obey. I told my friend that I was going to tell him. And guess what? Went over there and told my friend. Guess what? My friend was like, you didn't see my husband. You didn't see him. Mm-mm. You didn't see my man. You didn't see my boo. That was somebody else. Okay. You believe a lie, because he got to you first. And he told you what you wanted to hear. And so now everything good. And guess what? Everything wasn't good. When a person is evil and wicked, it will come out again, and you will see it. And so if you keep living that same thing that you try to tell your friend, they'll be able to see it for themselves. So sometimes it's going to take that situation to happen for all of these things to just culminate. Number four is get to know people before you get into a relationship with them. Take inventory. I mean, boy, you look fine. Girl, you look good. But did you find out about the family? Did you ask questions? Did you find out anything? And I don't want to hear they're from a nice Christian family. Let's see what kind of Christians we're really talking about. Is it the tonic? Is it the sipping saints? Come on, glory to God. Is it the gossiping saints? What is it? Because, you know, a lot of people want to talk about, you know what, oh, yeah, everything's good. You know, everything's not good. Get to know the whole picture before you even get into a relationship. And if you haven't met the parents, why? Why haven't you met the parents? Why have they brought you around the parents? That's a big no-no. So you need to get to know the parents. You need to know what you're getting yourself into, because you might be getting in a Wicca family where they're burning candles on you. You might be getting in a cult situation where they're sitting there waiting to, you know what, they're waiting to get you all up in there so you can't come in. You might be in a relationship where there's a bunch of warlocks that's ready to come in at night and put some stuff on you that you can't get off. And so you need to take time and find out, because I need to know where your family line at. I need to know what's going on, okay? Just because you look clean in the appearance, I'm going to tell you something. I saw this lady. She looked so good, like nothing was wrong with her. She didn't have no sores. She didn't have nothing on her. She said, I've been living with HIV for 12 years. And she said, I've been sleeping with everybody because they don't ever ask me. They'll never ask me if I'm infected. So that's letting me know that some people are not doing a background check, because everything look good is not good. Somebody can have stuff going on internally that you never know of, and you already know with HIV, you don't have no physical appearances right off. You never know if that person has given you something or passed something on, and I see too many people who are going through life with STDs, sexually transmitted sins. I know you thought I was about to say something else. Sexually transmitted sins. Because every time you connect with them, every demonic force that they had is going to come with you. You wonder why you're going through stuff at night, stuff standing at your bed. Because guess what? That stuff, you got all of it. Everybody who they slept with, you slept with. Do you know that? That everybody that they slept with and the people who they slept with, you didn't slept with them. Okay, so that's the reason why you have to be so careful of the things that you're doing. Because when you do that, guess what? These diseases, I'm going to tell you, so when, since we're going to say STDs, well, I'm going to put it this way, sexually transmitted demons, demonic forces. So when you connected with them, you connected with every demonic force that they didn't ever been with. So you have to be very, very careful with just getting there and just being so cordial to jump in a bed with somebody and get busy, and you don't know what's going on with them, because they could have something baking inside of them. And have y'all seen these new STDs where people's stuff is exploding and getting all big and pus coming out and oozing? You better be careful of the things that you do and get to know the people, get to know the background check. What if you just hooked up with somebody that was the one that was with the graveyard love? That love so hard that when you get ready to leave them, they don't want to leave you, that they try to kill you, ruin you. Come on. So you have to be very, very careful. Get a background check. Find out about the person. Number five, if the person has harmed your children or yourself, you need to leave the relationship, because if not, it's going to keep on going, and you need to make sure. Listen, if they harm your child and you find out that they harm your child, you need to, oh, my God, you need to really leave that relationship, because it's going to be harmful down the line. If they keep beating you up, love shouldn't hurt. Love shouldn't hurt like that. I'm telling you, if they're physically beating you and they're trying to tear your body up and they're trying to make sure that nobody else, you know what? I had somebody that said, you know what, I'm going to make sure that you don't look pretty no more. So they tried to, you know, physically cause harm to my face. So you don't know who you're getting involved with, and you don't know if they're that violent where they're ready to do that to you. So be careful of that. Number six, consider your own health. Consider your own life. Why is it that you will be in a relationship with somebody and you haven't even considered your own life? Your life is worth everything. Your life is worth more than that person that's out there, you know, just doing anything. Consider your own life and what you have planned for your future. Does this person, guess what, do they line up with your future? Does this, come on here. Can you really say that you could take care of a family with this person? Are they a provider? Or are they a beggar? So you have to begin to really look at all of those different factors. If they're not going to provide for you, if they're not going to give you everything that you know you should be given, and you got to think about this, where would I be in the next 5 years if I'm with this person? Oh, it got quiet, huh? But because number one, you're not looking at that. When you get into a relationship, you should be able to see 5 years down the line what you've been in that relationship, whether it be valuable or whether it be something that's going to cause you harm. Number seven, if you know that you've been in a relationship where somebody's sleeping around, get yourself checked out. I don't want to hear, I don't want to know. I had somebody tell me, well, I know that my spouse have HIV, but I'm not going to go to the doctor because I don't want to get checked out. That's craziness. Now, when you croak, guess what? They're gonna be putting some dirt on you and putting some daisies on you because you didn't go get yourself checked. It's better to know than not to know. So if you know that you've been involved with somebody and the word has come to you any type of way that this person has been sleeping around, it's very, very important for you to get yourself checked out, because if you don't get yourself checked out and you croak, guess what? It's on you. You're just going to be some dead person over there because you stayed in a relationship that was a trap and kept on going. Number eight, if drugs were involved, we talked about that. If drugs were involved, you need to go and get help. You need to go to a rehab. You need to get yourself cleaned up, because if not, those drugs and stuff, that's going to follow you, and you're going to have serious issues in the future. So if there has been drugs involved, make sure that you get yourself checked out. Number nine, get police assistance if you're in a bad situation. Remember I just told you this a moment ago, that if you're in a bad situation, that you should get police assistance, because number one, if you don't get police assistance, that there's going to be something really, really bad that can happen to you and your family. So make sure that you're getting police assistance. Because just think about this, if you don't get police assistance with the person that says to you a verbal threat, don't you think a verbal threat is, if I can't have you, nobody else can have you? That's a verbal threat. Number 10, get counseling for your family. If your family has gone through this situation, get counseling for your family. Because if you do not get counseling for your family, your children will have to go through this. And get counseling for yourself. If you know that you've been going through things, then you need to make sure that you are going to get the proper assistance. Because if you don't get the assistance, you're going to have problems along the way. All right, well, I've been talking for a while, you guys. So right now we're going to go to a commercial break. And after the commercial break, we're going to talk to some of you on the broadcast. God bless you.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mail in your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you're being empowered to prosper. We want you to know that you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Evelyn Derry Ministries to listen to today's show or any of our previous shows. Remember to like and follow Evelyn Derry Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube.
God bless you. God bless you. We're back. We're tuned in. We want to thank God for those who are here. We're going to take our callers at this time. We do have some callers in queue. If you're on here, go ahead and call in. We want to thank you for being a participant here on our blog talk tonight.
Caller ending in 6338, you are now on live with the host. Caller ending in 6338. You are now on live with the host.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, Prophetess. Evelyn.
God bless you.
This is Sister Evelyn. I'm in Houston, Texas now. I came to visit my daughter. I've been enjoying the program. It's been very informative, and I really enjoyed it. I've been in some of those relationships before, the controlling, abusive one, where, you know, sometimes you think you could change a person. You know, even if you're in the Lord, you can't change them. You got to pray that God change them, because I was in a relationship where the man almost killed me. I think I don't know if I told you that, but I thank God I got out of it. And I was so afraid that after I wanted to kill a man because he had broken some fingers on my right hand, lacerated the thumb, almost came off. And, you know, I'm just giving a testimony so others will know, too. Get out. Don't stay in an abusive relationship, because it is a graveyard thing where I almost could have been dead and couldn't walk but on one leg. Even took a stick and bat, you know, hit the bones on my right foot that they swole up, and I couldn't walk. I couldn't even hold crutches. I had to hop on one leg. So it's not good to be in an abusive relationship, and you have to learn to love yourself more than you love someone that's trying to harm you, you know, and not be afraid of them, but fear God. When you pray, trust God and fear him. And when he tells you to leave, or he tell you don't get in that relationship, don't think I'm so lonely. I need a man. No, the man you need right then and there is Jesus. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. I want to thank you so much, Evelyn, for tuning in. And I wanted to make this statement as well. You know, sometimes you already know that you're in a situation that you need to come out of, but you're trying to stay in for various different reasons, like we talked about before. Either you're thinking that you need to save the family, you're thinking that you need to save face because you don't want to be embarrassed, you don't want somebody to know that you're doing something, you know, that something is going on in your family. There's different things that you may think of that's going on, but you have to understand that you are worth more than being bad. You're worth more than being in a relationship where you're being trapped and you're feeling like there's no way out. So, and actually, I've been in a better situation as well, so I understand that when it's time to get out, it's time to get out, because if not, you're going to find yourself. And I had a lady that asked me this. She said, guess what? Is your baby worth more than this? And because at the time I was pregnant. And so you have to understand that if you have an unborn child inside of your belly and somebody is pouncing you around, you really do need to get out of that abusive relationship. So I want to thank you so much for calling in. And we do have some other callers in queue. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we do have some people in here. All right, our Gremlin students, and we want to thank God for them being here tonight. So tonight I'm going to have like a little round table with them real quick, and maybe they are having an issue that they would like to talk about, or they've seen their friend go through, and we'll be able to try to help them out on tonight. This is such an awesome, awesome thing that we are able to communicate tonight and, you know, get clarity and also be able to talk in the midst of it all. And it doesn't have to be, you know, just something that you're going through or anything you've learned tonight, anything you feel like was good information. Any one of you? Come on.
Don't be shy.
You see, they're trying to be shy tonight. You know, you cannot be shy. Also, for those of you who are listening right now, we want to continue to communicate. So if we do have a caller, we can go ahead and take the callers. Also, remember, you can inbox us at impactfmi@gmail.com. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lily, what did you get tonight?
One of the main things that stuck out to me was, I got to go back to my notes.
That's all right. Go ahead.
When you said one of the points you was giving us was be aware of controllers. And the reason why that stuck out to me was because I kind of had a past of being in not just the relationship, just like as far as friendships and et cetera. You know, there were people who was very controlling, and it even rubbed off of me just for sticking with them. So I had to just, you know, that was one of the points that stuck out with me.
Yeah, you know,
being in a controlling friendship is also some friends will try to tell you that you can't talk to other friends. They'll even tell you what you're supposed to wear. You know, they're trying to control your everyday activities, and you're like, wait a minute now. You're not my boss. You can't tell me each and every move that I make, but you will find that there are friends that would do it. Family members, you know, some of your family members can be overly controlling, and they can actually do some things to you that will cause you a lot of pain and trouble along the way. So you have to really be careful of the controllers, those who are actually coming into your life trying to control every avenue of your life. And I'm telling you, I've actually had a relationship like that in a friendship. And it was like, well, you got to choose between me and your boyfriend or your spouse. I'm like, okay, well, bye. Because number one, you're not going to control me, and you're not going to tell me that I can't be with my mate. And so you have to be strong enough to say those no's, and you have to be strong enough to say, you know what, I can't do it. So that's awesome, awesome tonight. Come on over here, Julie, what you got? You could say just one point that you got or something that kind of got you. Come on, you got one? All right. You know, this is good because other people are listening in, and they can get the help that they need. Uh-huh. Go ahead. And tell them your name.
My name is Antonique Martin. Tonight, the main point that stuck out to me was when you were speaking about the Jezebel spirit.
Yeah.
Recently, I encountered someone who at first dressed it up, make it look real nice, played the role. But then when you get to ask them questions, and things, you start talking to God like, God, is this me? And you start exposing different things. The things start manifesting. Then you just still be telling yourself, like, no, I'm going to fight for it. You know, like you said, we block out everything that the street's saying. But you're like, well, if everybody's saying it, some might just be true. But when you care about somebody, you just be trying to be so blind to the obvious. And it was exposed. And the spirit, the Jezebel spirit will be exposed. What's done in the dark will always come to light, no matter if it's sooner than later, it will happen. So tonight, they really just touched.
Well, when you're talking about the Jezebel spirit, and you know, and I've actually dealt with a manipulator. Mm-hmm. So Jezebel, one of the traits of Jezebel, and it don't have to be, you know, most of the time people think Jezebel is just a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But Jezebel could be a male or female, and they're very, very controlling. And one of the things is, as long as you're not seeking them,
mm-hmm.
then they're going to pursue you.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming hard. But as soon as you start doing other things and you're doing whatever you want to do and all of that, then they withdraw themselves because they want you to pursue them.
Mm-hmm.
They want to always feel like they're being the ones that's pursued. So, you know, you'll begin to see those different things, and you'll begin to see those attributes of these people who are trying to control you. And then certain things that they say are indicators when people begin to tell you, why you have to go there all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Why you have to do that? Why you can't just be here with me? Or why you have to leave your room? Wait a minute, but you're leaving your room all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're leaving your house all the time, but now you're telling me I can't leave. So you have to just watch all of the signs and make sure that you're not falling in the traps, because they can come so hard and cause you problems, and you're looking around like, man, I don't believe I let myself get into this.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to really look at that. Now you realize that you can come out and you can be victorious. And sometimes when people are telling you stuff in the beginning, you're not going to see. Because
mm-hmm.
the only thing you're going to see is that, hey, you know, I like this person a lot and my heart is in it. So just you have to be able to cover your heart and know that your heart needs to be guarded at all times. You need to guard your heart with all diligence, because a lot of times that's the biggest thing, that you're trying so hard to please everybody else, and you're falling into a trap. So be careful, and just know this, that when you are in a relationship, you need to do a background check. You need to find out what this person is all about, because if not, you're going to find yourself in a bad place. And I'm telling you, it's so hard to come out of a situation once you put your heart in. Once you put your mind and your heart and your spirit in, it's hard to come out, because you know you said, I invested time in this. I invested my heart in this. I put time in this. And all of these things begin to play right before you. But if you learn to do your investigation from the beginning, and when you hear things, and I had a lot of people listen, I'm going to tell you, I had so many people, I've given them word and told them this person wasn't for them, and they'll look at me and be like, but you don't know my boo. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, yeah, well, I'm only telling you, this is what I know, that this person is not for you. They're doing some things that they're not supposed to do, and they're doing it behind closed doors where you can't see it. Mm-hmm. And then they come back to me later, and they say, oh, you know, that was my word, and I should have listened. And so, but, you know, you cannot run the person like you're only the messenger, so you let them, you know, mm-hmm. if they want to stay in that relationship, you help them, and you keep it moving. And that's one of the things that I have a problem with a lot of times, because I'm trying to help people, mm-hmm. but they don't want to hear that time because they have their heart in it. So be careful putting your heart in things, you know, without investigating, put it that way. So that's another thing. All right, come on over here, young lady. What you got? A little tip or something. And we want to thank God for you being here tonight, being brave to be on the air and everything, because we're on live. People are listening and being blessed. Amen. Your name?
My name is Julia Bunkin, and tonight I learned, well, most of the things, like a couple of things of what type of relationship traps I have seen with others, you know. I've seen, you know, false pregnancies, suicidal thoughts and rejection and all that. And some I have experienced. So, you know, I kind of could relate to some of them. And, you know, I just got to take heed to the list that you gave on how to avoid them in the future and stuff.
Awesome. Because a lot of times, you know, when you're in a relationship, you know, you get in there and you're like, oh, this is good, you know, and then you find, wait a minute. Because some of the things that I said, it wasn't nothing new. But then the others are like, wow, I didn't think about that. And so it just caused you to have to really, really think about the things that you have around you. So, and if you follow those steps on the last 10, it will help you to not to fall in a pitfall. So any of you felt like, you know what, I should have did more investigations in some of my relationships? I should have found out, because, you know, if you're seeing a lot of control, that came from somewhere too. If you're seeing a lot of abuse that came from somewhere that could have been happening in their childhood, and a lot of times we marry the person's past, so we have to be very, very careful in that and know that we need to avoid those traps. Amen? Do we have anybody else in queue? All right, so we don't have anyone else in queue. I want you guys to know tonight we are pressing through it all. We've had some situations that happened technology-wise, and we had also some attacks on some of our staff members, so we want you to keep us in prayer tonight. But we have had an awesome, awesome time, and I think hopefully our Periscope people have also enjoyed, and they can actually get the replay, and you guys can replay this as well. You have anything, Kel?
Well, now we know.
We have one more person that's speaking. This is Kayla.
My name is Kayla Day, and now I really know what to look for in the future when they do start dating, to watch out for and to make sure, you know, I'm not getting into a bad relationship.
Very good. Yay, Kayla. All right. Well, I want to thank God for you speaking up tonight. Okay, and we're going to pray off tonight. We have had an awesome, awesome time tonight, so we're going to get ready to pray off, and we'll be back on next week. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for rest, ruling, and abiding. Father, we thank you right now for everything that you're doing for our people. God, we thank you that hearts have been healed tonight. Father, we thank you that a lot of pitfalls, oh, Father God, that will come in the future will be avoided, oh, Father God, because we're here tonight, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for renewing us and keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise you now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, until next week, you guys be blessed. Have a great night. This is Prophet Evelyn Derry signing off. God bless you.